Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
Today's worst day on the web. This is just one of those very dumb stories.
All right. Love these.
It's very sad, but very dumb.
Oh.
Okay. Incredible headline.
Uh-oh.
Father of five dies after a bear he was hunting fell on him from a tree.
Yeah, that is sad. Did he shoot the bear in the tree and bear just fell on him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is like a Darwin Awards type
100%
death right here.
So they were tracking the bear that they shot, and bear went up tree, which is hilarious. There's a photo that is used here in the article. It says a Virginia man was injured when a tree bear he and others were hunting. In the picture, in parentheses, says, not the bear shown.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a good qualifier.
It's like a stock photo of bear.
This is our stock bear. This is not the real bear in question here.
I mean, would you want to put the real bear on there?
They used to do that in, like, newspapers and stuff. I watched the Zodiac three-part documentary that's on Netflix right now? Boy, that's an adventure. But there was a lady who was like, I opened up the paper and, you know, my best friend who I was supposed to go to the lake with, there she was dead in front of the car. It's like, whoa, what? And sure enough, they showed the picture from the newspaper back
then.
Where it's like the car and then her body in front of the car. And it was like, that was in the Vallejo paper, apparently.
Like, I feel like that scene from, three quarters of the way through, Very Bad Things. You guys remember that movie?
Mm-mm.
I do.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Twisted. Daniel Stern, Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
Jeannie Triplehorn, Cam Diaz.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it's a dark movie. Danny, it's right up your alley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look at him playing dumb. Like, oh, I have no idea.
No,
I don't. This is where the documentary takes a turn, and it was like, this is where Jeff and Dusty both died.
Yeah.
Like they'd seen the movie that he'd mimicked his killings after, and he tried to play dumb, and they called him on it. I believe you never saw that movie.
Yeah. Next week they'll release the trailer for Very Bad Things 2.
Oh, there you go.
Featuring our deaths.
Yeah, perfect. The Darwin Award here part of this, it takes an even darker turn when the son of the man who passed away, on his obituary, wrote to his father, give the bear hell up there.
Oh.
It's kind of like a...
So I was like, Dad, you and that bear are going to be up in heaven together and make sure you beat its ass again. Uh-huh. It's like, what?
But the bear got his lick back before he went out.
I don't know if they're going to the same place.
See, the thing is, you can see him like in his camo with his orange hunting vest and a big old chaw on his lip going, Dad, you better go up there and get that some bitch.
I like this. I like the way he's saying, no, this fight ain't done. They're gonna have to settle this at the gates. They're gonna have to get this, and they're gonna go fisticuffs up there, and the winner gets in.
It's like we thought that bear from the Great Outdoors had something on him, huh?
Yeah, they're gonna be at the pearly gates, and old St. Peter's gonna be there, like, all right, guys, you know how this goes. All right, winner takes all, steel cage match.
Yeah, two men in, one man out. Yep.
We only got room for one more.
Have you ever seen...
Don't think that's how it goes.
No.
Have
you ever seen the photos of the guy that... of people in general who live through bear attacks?
No.
There's a couple that are out
there. There's probably not many of them.
No, you're not wrong, but there's a couple of them out there. There's one... I want to say it was the New York Post that had it. It's like 2 years ago.
Was it because it was live streamed?
No, but...
Like bear attack, you're not...
It was...
Faces of Death videotape series.
It's kind of like that, but like it was a grizzly bear that got this guy, and it turned his face into mincemeat. Like, it was... It looked fake.
Oh, the Revenant.
Revenant.
Right?
Revenant,
yeah, still haven't seen that all the way through. I've seen it parts... It's like 3.5 hours,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's long.
It's a long time of him trying to get away from a bar.
I don't know.
Hey, this may be controversial... I think all Leonardo DiCaprio movies could be 30 minutes shorter. Prove me wrong.
I cannot disagree with you.
Every single one. You could lop off a half hour. Even Catch Me If You Can.
No, I was just saying, that's the one I wouldn't.
No, you could do it.
Was that one?
You could do it.
Was that one also a Scorsese film? I don't remember.
I don't think so.
Because you could probably say that about Scorsese films as well.
Yeah.
As much as I love Martin Scorsese. No,
Scorsese and Christopher Nolan can both cut a half hour.
I'll give you 15 for Catch Me If You Can.
Okay.
I'll give you 15. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty good. But there were a couple of lulls where you're like, do we really need this? This really isn't setting it.
The really long phone calls?
Yeah, like, hit me a little bit quicker with it. And it's a Leo.
The beginning of the movie, probably, when it's like when he's younger with his parents, there's a lot of drag in that.
Yeah, like, we didn't need to meet his mom.
Yeah.
Wasn't
a big deal. She was gone.
No, just give me about Frank Sr.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Little Frank Abagnale Sr.
Dad was a con man. Kid's a con man. Mm. Got it. Let's go. Whoop.
Keep it moving.
Yeah. All right.
Nothing too much there.
Anyways, but yeah. Sorry.
Mm. No, this full on, just stupid things. So it says, they reiterate multiple times in the article that the man was like 10 feet from the base of the tree. And I'm like, okay, so the bear must have been out on a limb like Winnie the Pooh in this thing? Which... Man. Why would you look like this is like what's that stupid movie with Adam Sandler, Grown Ups, where they fire the bow and arrow straight up in the air and the last one to move and it, like the arrow fault like goes through David Spade's foot.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Spade? No, it was Rob
Schneider.
Schneider goes through Schneider's foot. But it's like, yeah, that's why you don't shoot up into the air. And that's why you don't stand under things.
But yeah, what I imagine happened, they were tracking this bear. You're following the blood track, right? And you're going, okay, where's this thing at? You get to the tree. You're like, okay, track up tree. And then you're like, oh, no, here she comes. Now, if he shot it out of the tree, yeah, you get what you deserve on that one, right? You earned that one. But I'm feeling like they were just tracking it, and they're like, oh, we tracked to this tree. Look, like you're going up the trunk of it, and then you're like, uh-oh, boom, bear. Surprise attack, sneak attack.
It sounds like they already shot it, and they were tracking the blood.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, I think you're saying like tracking it, like as in they were like, tracking prints.
I just said they're tracking the blood
to
the tree. You look up tree. Oh, no, Boom.
But then it would just happen to fall like right then and there. It's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think that's the bad luck of it all. That's why I say if you shot up at the tree and then it falls down, you asked for that one. Like, yeah,
he didn't die on the scene.
Well,
so they treated him for his injuries. I would imagine it's probably like,
it's probably a big ass bear.
I mean, even if it's a black bear, you're probably 350, 400 pounds.
Yeah. And if that thing falls from 20 feet,
oof.
Yeah. You're gonna die.
Some spinal injuries, some crushed organs, broken bones, internal bleeding.
Dude, Hunter Bros, stay safe out there. That's gnarly. Dude, so many guys that I know have had wicked hunting injuries. Like, it's hard out there in the streets.
I still remember the one time I ever saw a bear out in the wild. I was driving up down a Highway 53 outside of Nehalem, and there was kind of a smallish black bear that just ran across the road right in front of me. It's the first time I've ever seen one out in the wild.
Really?
Yeah, crazy. I was like, oh my God, it's a bear.
Yeah, we got bears out here. Got bears in their trees.
I've seen a lot of bears.
See, but I've seen them at
maybe
the
I'm
zoo.
Maybe I'm putting myself in like bear situations a little bit too probably. Often, but.
I saw a grizzly in northern Washington walking down like the outside of the freeway. That was creepy.
I think that would be creepy. Yeah. There's not a lot of them up there.
No. I mean, we're talking like up by the border.
Not a lot up there. That's crazy.
Big old bear.
Yeah, they are very large.
Yeah.
We had a practice when I briefly was at the University of Montana Western. We had a practice during doubles delayed by an hour and a half because a family of grizzly bears decided that they were going to park it on our practice field. You know what's hard to get to move?
A family of grizzly bears
that have been pushed off of a hill due to a wildfire. They're like, we ain't got anywhere to go. This is where we're staying. So our practice was delayed.
We's gonna like, hang out right here.
We had like coaches out there with like air horns trying to scare them off, and they were just looking like, dude, F you. Like, the hill's on fire.
I can just picture the USC assistant coaches out there with their sprayers trying to get them ready for the rain in Oregon.
Right? It's kind of that same, like, it's like, Gary, go away. It's like, guys, you literally can't go anywhere either because you can't go outside. It's like, oh. Because if they do move, you don't want to be there.
Yeah.
And boy, can they move fast. 35 miles an hour for a grizzly bear.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Up to 800 pounds.
That's the only time I've seen a grizzly bear, and I felt very comfortable being inside and not.
That's faster than a horse.
I still lately, too, I can't ever hear the word bear without hearing the voice of Teeter from Yellowstone in my head when they go to the carnival and whatnot, and she goes, I want you to win me that effing bar.
Oh. Bar.
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 I want that effing bar.
Why don't we have bear racing, then?
Probably because they don't like it.
Mm. I mean, you want to kick it up a notch?
Well, and the possible deaths.
It's possible. I mean, we get those in the
horse racing, too.
We throw people on pissed-off bulls, then we freaking...
I just feel like that was a missed opportunity in the Wild West. You know, we did bear wrestling, but we weren't like, let's try to ride it.
Let's domesticate some bears.
Let's race them.
If Will Ferrell can bring it into a basketball game.
you get on your horse, your buddy comes like, hold on, we'll get my bear.
Man, bears are scary.
Who's got a bear saddle?
I think we are more afraid of sharks than bears, and that's a miss. I think that's a miss. People are more terrified of sharks than bears. We've softened up bears, and we shouldn't have.
But they're like so cuddly.
Yoda boo boo, and then they rip your face off.
Yeah, I don't think the ranger is gonna like this, Yogi.
Yeah, you know what? Doesn't matter. I'll rip that ranger's face off. That's what Yogi was going with.
There's a lot more stuffed bars out there than there are stuffed sharks.
Bingo.
I think it's probably because it's harder to stuff a shark.
No, he's talking like a teddy shark. No, it's a teddy bear. It's not a teddy shark.
A stuffy.
See, they look so cuddly, and then they rip your face off.
Yeah. Oh, Teddy Ruxpin was pretty creepy.
Teddy Ruxpin was.